you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Julia is reaching out. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I realize this is going to come off a little judgy, but I have to think I'm not the only one that's noticing this and is bothered by it.
Okay.
A member of my gym brings her newborn in with her every morning. She sets the carrier down next to the treadmill, puts in her earplugs, and runs. The baby usually cries on and off, but today he cried nonstop during my entire 20-minute workout.
Mm.
It drove me crazy. I'm a mom, too. A crying baby, especially a newborn, is heartbreaking. And this woman never stops to see why her little one is crying or to console him. I did see some others around the gym kind of give her looks, but mostly they all have earbuds in and just mind their business. It bothered me on a few levels. Yes, it was super distracting for me to concentrate on my workout, and then I was worried about how stressed out the baby was. I was assuming he was hungry or gassy. There's only a few reasons babies cry like that. I just wanted to scoop him up and soothe him. Should I talk to her and risk a hostile response or speak to the gym manager? My friends are saying none of my business. Do I just try to figure out a way to ignore it? What do you guys think?
So judgy gym rat Julia
wants to know if she should
turn in a person that has a crying baby.
That's not going to make her feel good about coming to us about this situation when you call her that.
Is it true? Sorry, this is a quick tangent. Is it true that after you've had a baby, if you hear a baby cry, you can start lactating?
I don't know. I didn't experience that.
Like the sound of a baby crying triggers your ducts.
That's an old wives' tale, or if that actually happens. It didn't happen to me.
The milk ducts in your area.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, because she said she's a mom too, and the crying and all that. Maybe she is starting to lactate on the treadmill and is like, I can't do this. It's now affecting my gym workout.
Got a text. I was just about to say my boobs would be leaking everywhere.
That's
a thing.
All right.
Okay.
So we get one text. It verifies.
Yep.
I have.
That is true statement.
All right. So I'm assuming that the woman who's working out has earbuds in too and like just doesn't hear, or
she does. It's what she says. She puts in her earbuds and she just like tunes it out and just concentrates on her workout despite the fact the baby's screaming right next to her.
Man, there are a lot of moms rolling in saying, yeah, it's true. The sound of a baby crying will trigger, lactating.
Oh, yeah. Bethany says, try working in the infant room at a daycare after having a child. Oh, wow. That is not good.
Just, who wants some?
Dang.
Anyone hungry?
It's probably like walking into a lion's den if you're a steak. Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, sorry.
We got us off track because now that's what everybody's texting about, not about what Julia should do.
Not judgy gym rat
in
Julia.
In the gym, exactly.
Judgy gym rat Julia and her lactating breasts.
We get it. That crying can trigger lactating. Great.
Right.
That is not the issue here. Julia wants to know.
We don't know.
If she says something. Like, you know, well, the baby could be hungry. And if that's the case, feed the child. But, you know, that mom is tuning out and she's doing a workout. So do you say something like, hey, everything, your baby might be hungry.
Look, we don't know where we're not walking in this other woman's shoes. Like we don't know what's happening. I get that it's annoying. Maybe there is a talk to management or something like that.
Well, Mallory says, yeah, tell management. Honestly, the baby in the gym is a safety concern.
I would imagine that's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe she needs to find a gym that has like the daycare option.
Yeah.
Some sort of child care that's at the gym so that she could have someone tend to the baby. The baby's going to be much happier. And then mom can concentrate on her workout.
If you've got a comment or you have a story about such a thing, 502-795-1997 is our number.
one more. Brandis was like, didn't Ben walk in on someone pumping when you were delivering a prize? Yes, both of us did. But Ben opened the door.
And to
be fair, the door was cracked. It wasn't fully closed.
So. I did do that. That is in my history.
It was a really big prize, too. It was a trip to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys.
Right. All right. So if you've got a comment, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way with Group Therapy on 99.7 EJX. In the middle of Group Therapy, where Judgy Gym Rat Julia sees this new mom at the gym every morning.
Stop calling her that.
If I ever saw her in public, she would give me a death stare,
and I would have to apologize,
I'm sure.
Rightly so.
Anyways, she sees this woman who brings her baby to the gym, and the baby fusses the entire time. Like, she's wondering, hey, does she say something? Is it not her place? What's the deal?
And it's a newborn in a carrier mm-hmm. who's sitting right next to the treadmill. So, you know, she's like, okay, do I just ignore it? My friends think I should just ignore it. It's not my business, not my place.
I'm wondering, is the baby fussing and crying? Is it triggering a lactating response from Julia?
Why? No. She's like, I'm a mom, but she didn't say I'm a lactating mom.
Well.
Stop.
Andrew the Love Doctor, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we got your lactating question answered.
I'm telling you, I thought that was a thing. I'm just glad to get it confirmed.
You know, this is why he's not a professional counselor, is because he'd be getting sidetracked off the whole subject matter all the time.
Absolutely, Kelly.
So what do you think Julia should do in this situation?
Yeah, here's the thing. She was got the membership with the gym. There's got to be some kind of laws, bylaws, guidance, what they can and can't do, what they can, what they can't, et cetera. So she needs to go to the manager and say, hey, is this something that she's allowed to do? She's not allowed to do it. Another caller's right. It's a safety issue. Yeah. It needs to be addressed, but management needs to address it with this young lady, not her. Period. The end.
Okay. Right. I like that. All right. That's good.
Andrew the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving.
All right. See you, buddy. Hey, Allie.
Okay, Ben. To answer your question, you have to be a lactating mom to lactate when you hear a baby crying, and to answer the judgy gym rat, I think that the baby might be reacting to hearing the, the weights clinking.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like, it could be hurting the baby's ears.
So we're thinking, go to the manager, ask first of all, hey, is it safe to have the baby in the carrier right next to the treadmill? Maybe go from there?
Certainly not.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, too. Just safety thing. What if something falls on the baby?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
What if a cord or something breaks loose off of a machine?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's definite liability in that. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. So a couple of reasons now to go talk to the manager.
All right. Thank you, Allie. There are several people who are wondering, like, hey, what kind of gym would let someone bring a baby in? Now, there are some... correct me if I'm wrong, but there are some of those like 24/7 gyms that are open all the time that don't have someone staffing it 24/7. And they just allow their members to have like, you know, a punch code or whatever to get in and use it.
That is true.
So maybe that's the case. Amber kind of has an alternate suggestion as to, you know, what everyone else is saying. She's like, hey, maybe she's a single mom, needs a break. Why don't you ask to hold the baby next time? You know, good for her for having the energy to go to the gym instead of judging this woman. Ask to help where she can say is no. So, you know, maybe there's an alternate suggestion for you.
Yeah, that's true. Although Annie's just like, you know what? Sometimes babies just be crying. Throw your earbuds in. Get your workout done. All right.
That's right. And hope that you're not a lactating mom.
Okay. We've covered that. All right. I think that's not the case here. She's just concerned that the baby's incessantly crying. It's distracting. What do we do? And now we hear, I mean, this could legitimate be a safety concern.
Well, I think it definitely is a liability for sure.
So we go ask the manager, hey, just noticed this, was wondering what's the policy? Do you think it's safe? All the things, and then see what they say.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Thanks for reaching out, Group Therapy.